Hey, what up, guys? I'm Tahir Moore.
And I'm Patrick Cloud.
And this is another episode of Damn Internet, You Scary.
Hey, Tahir done remixed the format. I like it.
Hey, man, listen, if I'm going to be paying for it, I'm going to use it for everything, bro. I wish I could figure out a way to do a speed dating thing. I would have people on speed dating, charging niggas.
How many people can come in here at once?
10. It's limited to 10 with StreamYard.
Okay. Yeah, I think I'm paying for StreamYard too. I need to do like a cleanse of my auto pay bills because it's kind of like you just forget and move on to other stuff. Like I'm still paying for like Buzzsprout on a podcast I don't do anymore. Like it's just a bunch of stuff that I feel like
it's a lot.
Top of the year you should
do. I went through yesterday. I was thinking about what all I was paying on. Like what can I get rid of, man? But I am excited to announce, I was going to put it in the chat too, I have insurance now for all three of my cars because the old school was just sitting, so I wasn't really driving it like that, so I didn't have insurance on it. But they was like, hey, we finna suspend your registration. I was like, okay, let me get this insurance. People. And my insurance for three cars with full coverage is under $300. So very
good. That's the most adulting announcement I've probably ever heard in my life. Guys, insured all my automobiles under 300.
Yo, that is such a real thing though. Cause like, bro, I remember when Fran first moved out here, for two cars and putting her on insurance, it was like at 350 or something like that, close to four. And that was for two cars. Okay. Now I have three, goddamn me, and we under 300. Shit, man, I'm ecstatic right now.
That's pretty dope, actually. Yeah. I guess the opposite of adulting would be childish shit. Yep. We actually tried out a freestyle over StreamYard, and it's not bad. We might be able to do this. We might be able to do this over online.
Logan's not the same content.
No, I mean, yeah.
You're going to have Peter all at our door like, cancel these niggas. They actually say niggas if you did that same freestyle. They'd be like, cancel these niggas, man.
So let's go ahead and put some genres that you guys want to hear in the chat, and we will do our best to do the first successful Zoom freestyle. I know we've tried before, and it was y'all were hearing the beat 1 second, us another second, you know, ad-libs from people who weren't even there. So we're gonna try anime opening intro.
Yeah,
that's intense.
You know what we haven't done though? We could do like a regular freestyle with a regular beat, and we could just rap about the stuff that people put in the chat, either rhyming with whatever they say or rhyming with their name.
Okay, so you want to go from technically this could potentially work to a full on. Freestyle gauntlet where you gotta be damn Black Thought to make it switching and stuff. Is this something we gotta do in person or something?
You know what? We can say that one for in person. We can say that one
like
for
that's an in person. Plus, I don't like where my mind's at right now. I don't think if you just gave me a regular freestyle, I don't like where my last freestyle was a little risky.
Yeah. Yeah. We can do Five Figures of Death, and I just switch up the beat, but it'll be something like the same beat. So I just switch it up. Let's give it a try. The worst that could happen is it doesn't work. That's it.
Tahir is trying to burn a trash can and wrap around it in the cold like a old school New York MC. All right.
Yo, let's give it a try. I'm trying to get my brain ready for five different beats.
I got to rap all five beats.
Unless you want to switch it up.
You could do it. Yeah, just change the beat more frequently than you
would. We'll do the three fingers of death.
Don't be doing like a minute and a half each.
No. We doing like 20 seconds, 15 seconds each.
I'm not Papoose. All
right. Yeah, nah. We doing literally like 15 seconds each. This will be pretty quick. 10 to 15 seconds each.
All right.
And I'll try to make them all the same, like the same BPM. All right, here we go.
Yeah. Queensbridge. I got my bubble jacket. I'm at the bodega. What up, Poppy? Just ordered a chopped cheese. Let's go. Hey, what up, Dunn? Let's do it. Hey. Mask on, I'm the black Jim Carrey. Welcome to damn internet, you scary. I'm in New York, I just took the train. Damn, all these other niggas hella lame. Hey, podcast on that ass. Drink. Oh, I can't hear it.
Oh, shit.
Was that a beat change?
I did. I switched up the beat.
You oh, it. But it was. I had the mic when you did that, so it just. It was just.
Listen, if you would have rapped the same, it still would have been on beat the whole time, though. I can't wait to watch the playback to see if both of them registered.
I was like, oh no, I lost it.
It was great though. I can't wait to do that in person. Like that freestyle is gonna be dope when we do that. We got to have a guest for that one next week.
Let's call it something slightly different, like Five Toes of Death. So it's like it don't sound as scary. You'd be like, yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah. Five pinky toes of death.
Five toes of death. That's so less intimidating. If Sway did that, it'd be like, yeah. Do you have 10 toes? Let's do more. All right. Well, in the spirit of freestyle, happy MLK Day. Just found out that he started feeling himself halfway through the speech and started freestyling the whole I Have a Dream part. That is incredible to me. But that does seem like some pastor shit, though. Like, I feel like pastor's best stuff is like off the dome. But I guess, yeah, when it got to that part of I Had a Dream, that part was not planned. So that's kind of cool. MLK had bars.
That's I you know what? We were talking about Meg because Meg was gonna do that whole MLK thing with her kid today. It's like, yo, as an adult sitting through the whole I Have a Dream speech would have been like, whoo, he up there preaching it, ain't he? To tell the kid.
That is true. All the people who were like, this nigga's taking kind of long. Like, this is hype, but they like left early, and then this became like the most famous speech of our history. And they're just like, "Yeah, I was there."
Oh, really? What did he say? Well, he was out there talking about, Martin, peaceful. You know what I'm saying?
It was a lot of. It was like a million niggas there too. It was, yeah. Parking was crazy.
Oh man!
How many people were really at the Million Man March? I feel like it was like 100, right?
I don't know. I feel like we could look that up, though. Let me see how many people were in attendance. How many? They should have that documented, right? How many people?
Wikipedia. 400,000.
Oh, wow.
Wait, is that accurate, though? Let me try somewhere else.
Oh, I see. I got 250,000. People, supporters on the steps of Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C. This speech was a defining moment in civil rights history.
Yeah. Hey, whoever told me it was 100 is an asshole. They tried to hella reduce this shit. You know, there's only like 100 people there.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a lot of people there.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. I wasn't born yet. Are you? What do people do on MLK Day? Because I remember when we were trying to plan Squadcast, we were just like, are y'all busy on MLK Day? And I was just kind of like, no. Like, what are the to-dos? Like, what are we supposed to do today? I mean, I'd be remembering, you know, I'd be sitting there and remembering. And
I think we should try to, like, just call all your black friends and tell them that you love them.
Okay. There's no, like, dinners or... like meetups, parties. Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay.
It's parties. Normally parties and, you know, mixtapes releases, some sales.
Parties? You've been to an MLK party? Like at a club?
They have it They would have it on Sundays typically.
I remember the flyers. Mm-hmm. I remember the flyers that went viral.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
Okay. Well, all right. I'm glad that everybody's just like, oh, we chill. I thought there was some event that I didn't know about. Okay.
Hold on. Jaquan said he had to memorize and recite it in middle school. You had to memorize the whole I Have a Dream speech and recite it.
I do remember something about that. Like, we had to memorize at least the first couple lines of that and the, what was the 4 Score and 7 Years Ago shit.
Yeah. That's something different though, Pat.
What?
That's the Pledge of Allegiance, ain't it?
Oh, that's Abraham Lincoln's speech.
Oh, Abraham Lincoln's, all right. But I'm saying, like, people did the pledge. Like, we stood up, I think, in middle school, not in middle school, elementary school, we stood up and said the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States. And for what is, like, we did that.
Yeah, that's not a speech. You're right. We had to memorize.
That's true.
Which is funny. I think they took God out of there, which would have been a very problematic years ago, but I feel like everything's sensitive now. But I don't know what they say now, but they had to take God out of that thing.
And the big guy in the sky. That's what they say instead of God.
One nation under the big man, indivisible. Like, we didn't know what the hell. What is indivisible? Do you know what indivisible means?
You can't divide it.
Oh, clearly. One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty. Okay. Yeah, see, I don't be doing stuff. Did you know that, or did you figure that out right now when you thought about it?
No, I knew that.
As a kid, you were like, indivisible.
Well, not as a kid. As a kid, you were just reciting from memory.
Yeah, I was just saying it, like, indivisible. Yeah.
But, I mean, once I started learning words, you know, I was like, oh, indivisible. Can't divide.
Y'all acting like y'all knew what that was. Shut up, y'all. Y'all don't know.
Well, I mean, you did division, and then once you learn, like, prefixes, you learn that indivisible, it's like un. So it's, you can't divisible? Be divisible.
You've heard you hear that word in just
no. Just, I said, you know, division. You know, division is dividing.
Okay,
I knew that from there. And then once you learn prefixes like un, in, and stuff like that, you're just like, oh, indivisible. You can't divide it.
Okay, damn, that whole. You're right. We were just memorizing stuff like that was some very grown like. And to the republic for which it stands. Like, this sounds like Star Wars. Like, this is very, like...
Bro, we were signing up for the army.
In we were little soldiers. Wow. That's so random. Like, the speech thinking of it, like, I pledge allegiance.
Right.
That's wild. Every day, I pledge allegiance. Indivisible. Like, fam, that's really creepy now that I'm looking back. Okay. Well...
Lola said to hear school and pat on words. And I feel like that was a stab at me because I'd be messing up words. So well, it happens every now and then, guys. You know, so we help each other out.
By definition. that's a lot. I do wanna talk about church today. I want to talk about church. I want to talk about fraud. And I want to talk about childish pettiness and maybe some conspiracy. But before all of that, I do want to talk about Hot Pockets.
Wait, what?
I want to talk about Hot Pockets, but 1 second. Give me a second.
That's so random. You go from all the topics and then just say Hot Pockets. Like, nigga, what happened last night that was on your mind? Hot Pockets?
Hot Pockets. Yes. Were you a fan of Hot Pockets? Come on. We all know you were. Hot Pockets?
I mean, don't get me wrong. I love a good Hot Pocket, but I never, ever was able to get a Hot Pocket properly heated. Like, either
didn't exist.
All the way hot or without the edges burning. You got one of those. You either going to get it cold a little bit in that center or you're going to burn them edges. You were never able to eat a Hot Pocket the entire way without either throwing something away or reheating it.
Yeah, it's either ice cold in the middle or lava level hot. So that's definitely not a surprise. I don't think anybody could get the right temperature. Although I wonder if air fryers would be different because we did change technologies. But unfortunately, I will not be trying that because Nestle, who I did not realize owned Hot Pockets, but they just recalled pepperoni Hot Pockets over concerns that they contain glass and plastic.
Where were they making these Hot Pockets? What alley were they making these? What alley in Baltimore were they making these Hot Pockets?
This was straight up for real. Allie's, there's a little syringe in it, but that is just, I don't know why that's grosser than like contamination. Well, I guess that is contamination, but I guess that's grosser than if it was just like some type of food or weird food in it, like how it usually is. I don't know why, but how does that happen? Like in the Hot Pocket? But yep, apparently just recalled for being contaminated with hazardous materials. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service, I didn't know it was called that, announced Friday that Nestle Prepared Foods is recalling particular pepperoni Hot Pockets that reportedly contain glass and hard plastic. There are 4 consumer complaints of foreign materials found inside the frozen snacks. One of the complaints reported a minor oral injury associated with the consumption of the contaminated product. Well, that could have just been burns, low key.
Nah. You know the difference between your mouth getting burned and then chewing on a piece of glass.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But I'm just saying, all they said was there was a minor oral injury associated with the consumption of the product. And it's like, we all have minor oral injuries eating Hot Pockets. Like That's true. I didn't know you could report that, but...
And honestly, if you're chewing on some glass, that's not minor at all. Like that's the highest of keys, code red, like everybody full alert. That is the highest of keys. That's nothing minor about chewing glass, man.
Hey, well,
you imagine somebody chewing glass, like if you know how the glass breaks from a window and it shatters into all those people.
And every time there's more blood is coming out of your mouth, just like yeah, so I told them.
is the worst.
Yeah, so I mean, if you're eating Hot Pockets,
be careful.
You should probably stop anyways, but still, yeah. There's a glass pockets.
what if they went to court and Hot Pockets whole stance was like, bro, but you was eating a Hot Pocket. Like, yeah, but you shouldn't have had glass in it, bro. You 38, you was eating a Hot Pocket. You kind of brought that on yourself.
It says on the back, could be glass. Nobody reads these. Nobody reads this. You should have stopped.
Oh my gosh, dog. That's all bad. That is all bad.
Yes. I mean, I used to knock those back with the White Castles, so.
Wait, what?
With the White Castles? Hot Pockets and White Castles?
The microwavable White Castles? Really?
Oh man. I didn't even know it was a restaurant until I was a teenager. I used to kill those things. The little two mini ones that are frozen together.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. I'm just surprised that you are admitting this.
Those are good eats.
Well,
good eats.
If you're like Patrick and you're eating Hot Pockets and White Castles together, bless your heart, but it would seem like you're trying to save money. And if saving money is at the top of your resolution list and you're still paying an insane amount of money every month for wireless, what are you really doing? Mm-hmm. All right. Switching to Mint Mobile is the easiest way to save this year. As the first company to sell premium wireless service online only, Mint Mobile lets you maximize your savings with plans starting at just $15 a month. $15. What can you buy with $15? I can buy, back in the day, I could buy almost 2 CDs. Today, I could buy like 1 extra value meal. I could buy 2 subs from Subway. $15 a month ain't nothing. That's,
you broke that down fast.
Bro, that's the amount that you... that's 2 boxes or 3 boxes of Hot Pockets. That's literally one of the candles that I buy, because the candles are actually more than what you could spend to get a monthly service from Mint Mobile. For people looking to save extra savings this year, Mint Mobile offers premium wireless for just $15 by going online only and eliminating the traditional cost of retail. Mint Mobile passes significant savings to you. All plans come with unlimited talk and text, plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You get to use your own phone. It's one of the greatest things. A lot of times when you switch companies, they want you to give up their phone. You can use your own phone and keep your same number and along with all your contacts. That's another thing. You switch companies, man, you have to go in, you mm-hmm. have to do the old contact thing and switch it over, especially if you're switching from platforms. Like if you switch from iOS to Android, it's a whole thing. But you don't have to do any of that with Mint Mobile because they will ship the plan and everything straight to your door. And if you're not 100% satisfied, Mint Mobile has you covered with their 7-day money back guarantee. So switch to Mint Mobile and get premium wireless service starting at just $15 a month. To get your wireless plan to just $15 a month, please, please, please go to mintmobile.com/DIYS. That's mintmobile.com/DIYS and cut your wireless bill to just $15 a month at mintmobile.com/DIYS. Ships right to your door. You hear me?
That's such a good, like, top of the year thing to do. Like, we were just talking about going over your bills, all your auto pay bills, and cleaning out the ones you don't need. Your phone bill is for sure one of those. I mean, just knocking that down from like 100 and something ridiculous to around 30 to 50. Oh, man, it's necessary. That's it's the 2021.
Very necessary. Necessary, man. So, you know.
Be necessary. Speaking of clearing your life out, I just have a couple of quick things to say about the farewell of our current leader, because it's hilarious. It's getting funnier. I did not know. I don't even know if any presidents have ever asked for this, but I guess low key, Trump requested to the Pentagon that he wanted a military style farewell parade. Did you hear about that?
No.
It didn't come out until the Pentagon denied it. So so it's just like, man, going out bad. It says the Pentagon has rejected Trump's request for a military style farewell parade as his last day in office is rapidly approaching. Apparently, he requested that he wanted his exit from D.C. to be extravagant, involving a military-style parade as his supporters cheer from the sidelines. The Pentagon officials rejected the idea and said there were no plans of a military send-off for Trump. It was unclear if he wanted the parade at the White House since he publicly announced that he will not be in attendance as at President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration.
Yo. You imagine Trump. You imagine Trump trying to like get this. He said the text to them was like, "Yo, I want a military style outro. I want you guys there, guns blazing, soldiers and all." And they hit him with the quick, "Nah."
That's such a good gift. Bro, that's exactly what I picture. And that's the funniest part, like him trying to barter like what he can get. He's just like, "Well, can I at least get the planes?" Like, "No, Trump."
Oh, man. Guns?
Can I get the people? Can I get a tank? No.
Oh, my God.
Can I get some fireworks? No. Pistols? You really do it? Hummers? Like, he's really just like, "Come on, man. Like, what can I get?" And they're just like, "Nah, fam. Nah."
Yeah, they was like, "Nah. Nah."
Big bad. Big bad. In similar news, though, the you know that Trump baby blimp?
Yeah. When he's in a diaper, yeah.
The Trump baby blimp is actually going to live on in a British museum. This is like the worst I've ever seen. That 20-foot tall blimp that was created ahead of the President Trump's first visit to the UK. London's mayor gave permission for it to fly above the city during the visit. Now it's literally going to be displayed in the Museum of London alongside other remnants of public protests. The blimp was created. I just said that part. But yeah, apparently thousands of Britons protested his presence in the country. And since then, it has followed Trump on his trips around the world, appearing in D.C. at several rallies and international tours. It went like crazy to the point where it was emulated around the world. But that's embarrassing. the little baby has a phone in his hands. I never seen that.
Oh, that's crazy.
But that's crazy. Like, your clowning will live on forever.
Bro.
In a museum. That's
what's crazy also about that story is to think about London having a mayor. I don't know why it seems so weird. London is such a big territory. I guess, you know, it makes sense that they would have a mayor because it's a big city, but I don't know why. I just was like, nah, London doesn't have a mayor, right? Like, it's the prime minister? Or I don't know, like, UK politics and the positions of holding those politics, so I never even thought about, like...
the fact that they even had a mayor, right? You just think, right. You assume that they have, like, an earl.
Yeah.
Or just like a king or a lord. But this is actually pretty funny too. Two Florida men, it's good already. They're fighting in court right now over a bet that they made over the 2020 presidential election. This is between Sean Hines, who's a Donald Trump supporter. I guess he failed to pay his friend Jeffrey Acosta, a Joe Biden supporter, $100 for Biden winning. Apparently, it was a $100 bet. Now, the Tampa Bay Times says that Hines refuses to acknowledge Biden's victory. So there are people that are literally like, no, he did not win. So now he's getting sued for the $100 plus $250 in court cost and $300 in interest. So already, already, your bet is less than half of your court fees. So you're really going through all of this time and effort. Being in court sucks, even for petty stuff. Obviously, it sucks for the horrible things, but like for I can't imagine how annoyed their lawyers or the defendant must have been. Like, fam, are you serious? Like, just I wouldn't even know
you're absolutely right. Everybody should be like annoyed. The lawyers, the judge, the bailiff, everybody. Like when they read the docket, we got court case docket number 453821 in a manner where the plaintiff is suing the defendant for the amount of $750. Hey, whoa. Excuse me? Yeah, the plaintiff had made a bet with the defendant and refuses to pay. Okay, how much was the bet for? The bet was for $250, Your Honor. So where's the seven come? You know, interest, pain, and suffering.
Court fees were $250. The bet was only $100.
Oh, my God, bro. Oh, my God, bro.
That was probably, they probably paid a cool $20 to park. I guarantee you.
Easy. That is...
Florida petty.
Oh my God. What's wrong with people, bro? $100? You wilding over $100? All right, bro.
That's a lot. But hey, Florida people will Florida. Florida's going Florida. No matter.
Them Floridas be Florida.
Florida us be Florida. But I will give them this. I don't know if there's any of this going on in Florida, but in Minnesota, they just approved a permit for a whites-only church. But the mayor insists that the town is not racist. But in a weird Twilight Zone 2021, what the hell is going on? The doors to a Minnesota church will soon be open, but only white people will be allowed inside.
Here's the thing. And let me make sure I choose my words correctly with this. We don't care. We don't want to come to your church anyway like that. Y'all might get out earlier than us, but y'all ain't singing. Y'all ain't jamming. Ain't nobody in there killing the tambourine. We ain't tripping off of that. What we tripping off of is the stuff that we don't see. Because y'all trying to be sneaky. See, like this, I feel like this is how the storm on the Capitol started in a small little whites-only church. And y'all was like, this is what we're going to do. So we don't want to come. We just want the ability to pop our head in like, the fuck y'all doing in here? Oh, okay, y'all just praising them. Okay, niggas, we're going to be back. Like, that's it. Like, because when y'all got that, you got that exclusivity, y'all do a little petty shit, and y'all start conniving and shit like that. And obviously, I'm using y'all as a blanket statement. I know not all white people are partaking in these menacing activities. What I'm talking about, y'all know who the people that I'm talking about. The people who stormed the Capitol, the people who refuse to believe that they're terrorists, the people who feel like what happened at the Capitol shouldn't be penalized. Those are the people I'm talking about, and those are the people that I feel like are going to participate in this the most, because we ain't tripping off y'all bake sales. We ain't tripping off the bake sales. We ain't tripping off the repasts that are gonna be held at the church, the people bringing the food. We know that food ain't gonna be seasoned. We ain't tripping off that shit. Not at all. You tripping?
That's funny. Jeff said, no reasoning, no seasoning. That's very funny. That should be the chant for a movement. But what's crazy about that is you're absolutely right. It's like, this might be the first time, because, you know, usually segregation was like, it was horrifying, you know, like back in the day, it was like white people got all the good stuff. Black people got the peanut gallery, the sticky seats and all the bad stuff. But It's like, for the first time, it's like, if there's a whites only something in this age, you're absolutely right. It might just be some shit where it's just like, we don't care. Go ahead and have your little whites only thing. Like, it doesn't look fun anyways. And what's crazy is like, when we do stuff exclusively, it's cool.
Right.
So obviously, like, that's like basically the biggest problem is that, like, when people try, and it's not even have to be like no blacks only, Mexicans only, Asians only thing. It could just be some stuff that group is just doing amongst themselves. But for some reason, like, the oppressor always feels the need to be like, what's going on in here? Why can't we be in here? What's up? It's just like, I don't know. We're just saying Black Lives Matter. I don't know. No, well, shit, all lives matter. It's just always that, like, we got to go in, what's going on in here thing. And I don't feel like we have that. It is racist because they don't have anything to say back. People were just like signing petitions and saying that this isn't right. And the mayor is just like, no, it doesn't mean we're racist. It's just, we're not racist. But they didn't give no reasons. It's just like, everybody all of a sudden thinks that this town is racist, and that just isn't the case. Well, what is the case? I mean, we're just because we voted yes does not mean we're racist. Like, there's literally no reasoning behind it, but.
Right.
Man.
Thing, like, if it was, let's say that it was targeted or promoted to all whites, like, most black people be like, all right, cool, I don't want to be there, no way. But having that, taking that option away to make it whites only, so like when a black person walk in, be like, you can't be in here, boy. Like, that's the insight. That's the start. That is the origin story for a black superhero. Like, that's what you asking for.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm not even finna wreck my brain trying to figure out how that makes sense. I'm too excited. I can't get that no energy, man. Like, I had a good weekend. Okay. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling super chill. But listen, man, I ain't got the time to worry about that, man. I'm in good spirits right now. Over the weekend, I installed my brand new Hello Tushy 3.0, the modern bidet attachment. Okay. Because the future of toileting is here. It has arrived, okay, and it's technically been around for centuries, but hideously expensive, costing thousands. You have to switch out your whole toilet, turn the water. It's a whole thing. You don't have to do any of that because Hello Tushy 3.0, the modern bidet, is here to level the playing field, okay? Mm-hmm. Hello Tushy 3.0 doesn't just cleanse your butt with a precise stream of fresh water. It cleanses itself too, okay, before and after with the smart spray automatic self-cleaning nozzle. This thing is amazing, okay? You just turn it on, water comes out, it cleans itself, and then it goes back up into this like own little casing. It is absolutely amazing. It attaches to your existing toilet, requires no electricity, no additional plumbing, and it cuts toilet paper use by 80%, okay? Dang. So the Hello Tushy bidet pays for itself in a few months, because with Hello Tushy, you don't even have to wipe at all. Just poop, spray, dry, and go. Super, super great. I love it. It's super clean, super sanitary, antimicrobial, keeps all the bad things away from you and gets all the good stuff keeps it right where it's supposed to be. Plus, Hello Tushy bidet attachment comes with a 60-day risk-free guarantee and a 12-month warranty. All right? Mm-hmm. So if you already got a tushy on your pot, upgrade to the new 3.0 model. If you're ready for the revolution, join millions of happy Hello Tushy customers right now and have a clean butt with every flush. So, people listening, this is what I need you to do, okay? Get your underwear ready to be happy all day long. Go to HelloTushy.com/DIYS and get 10% off plus free shipping. This is a special offer just for our listeners. Go to HelloTushy.com/DIYS. That's HelloTushy.com/DIYS for 10% off. One more time, that's HelloTushy.com/DIYS. I feel like a boss with my bidet. This is our third one. So we got one rich bathroom now. We got a Hello Tushy in every bathroom. And I love it, man. I feel amazing.
If you have a tushy, you feel rich.
Oh, yeah. I leave the bathroom and I go get a spot of tea and a crimpet as well.
Mm-hmm. After a little butt squirt. Everybody, you're sleeping on the butt squirt. Get it.
Wait, what?
You're sleeping on the butt squirt. That's how you get a clean butt. If you want to sit, you got nasty, streaky booties on your chairs right now watching this. Get you a tushy and clean your butt.
I love it. I'm a big fan of it, man. So what is it? Is that a crimpet? Is it a crumpet? A crumpet. A spot of tea and a crumpet, I guess.
Oh, did you say a crimpet?
I did say a crimpet. I don't know what it is. I don't eat them for real. I just be playing.
That's quite funny. That is quite funny. All right. Well, we were talking a little bit about church and church. Church be having some scandals, man. Like, you know, people don't really think about how much money church makes and how much crazy scandal be in it. But you know, Kev be talking about it, all the things that he's been seeing, and I'm sure you know a lot about it. There's a famous church, the Hillsong Church, that has just been in the news for it was corrupted with inappropriate sex and scandal between the members. I guess this is a famous church that is not apparently not so holy. This is what the article says, not me. And full of sex and scandal, which is no surprise because of Bieber's ex-pastor, Carl Lentz, was fired for cheating on his wife. It says church volunteers allege that the staff would use the church as a dating surface by sleeping around with the volunteers and asking for nudes and explicit content. There are also accusations of sexual abuse and misconduct. In a letter, one person claimed that a male staffer had multiple inappropriate sexual relations with several female leaders and volunteers that was verbally, emotionally, and according to one woman, physically abusive in his relationships with these women. And that is, I would say that's not really like a surprise in the Black community, especially the church community. But every time you hear these, it almost normalizes it. Like, is this like a normal thing within the church, or is it still kind of one of those things that everybody looks at like,
oh, bro, I don't know why people be thinking because you in church, you still don't be fucking. People still be fucking in church. Church people might come off holier. They might have a stronger relationship with the Lord. They definitely know more songs than regular heathens do, but they still be fucking. They still be sinning. They still be cursing. Not all of them. Obviously, again, blanket statement, but people still be being people regardless if they have God in their life or not. Y'all should know that by now.
So this begs the question because, and obviously I'm not talking about all churchgoers. There's a lot of people who go in, get the word, and leave, you know? But there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of people who are very, very involved in the church. And like this shows, a lot of people who are kind of doing some mischievous things. So, you know, obviously only God can judge. But like you said, some of the people in the church be some of the judgiest people on earth. So is it worse to be in the church and saying, you know, I'm this, I'm that, and sort of like pointing your nose up to people who do XYZ and then be doing all this like crazy stuff within the church? Is that like the same, or is that worse than just sort of like doing all that outside the church while not, you know, pretending to be sort of like this holy figure. Yeah, like Hippie Gold says, it's kind of like the hypocrisy that weighs into it. Mm-hmm. So in your opinion, would you say that that's worse, the same? You know, like, is it make you kind of like a more sus person to be doing that within the church?
I definitely think that location matters. I know some people are thrill seekers. They just like the thrill of doing it in a new place, or the thrill of doing it in a place where you get caught is almost as much of a rush as actually having sex. So me, on the other hand, like, nah, there's a couple places that will be off limit for me. I'm like, I'm not doing it in Jesus' house. I done had some impure thoughts in Jesus' house. I done seen, you know, Sister Brown, you know, jumping up and down, them things were stinging. I'm like, and I had to look down, I'm like, yo, I'm wilding right now in church. I'm wilding in church. But I was like, I would never take nobody down in the pulpit. That's just utter disrespect. That's utter disrespect, take somebody down in the pulpit. Like, nah, I'm good. I ain't doing all that.
Luella said her great-grandma used to have a knife in her Bible. What was she expecting to go down while she was holding the Bible?
Man, listen, people be running up in church, man. You know what I'm saying? Running the up church, in church. Empty your purse right now. She's like, you got to come and get mine. They go over to her, they cut her.
Pull the Bible out. Throwing knife. That'd be actually kind of entertaining.
Saying my grandma was with the shits is funny.
All right. I have a question. This is just a random meme question. Yeah. Who's going to hell first?
Ooh.
Who's going to hell first? Exhibit A. Let's call him Joshua.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He's just a dude. Doesn't really go to church like that, you know. Believes in the Lord. Doesn't really go to church like that. Is married, but be having like an affair.
Mm-hmm.
And there's Brother Josh, who's head deacon in the church, you know, giving the word out, you know, telling young men to pull their pants up and be good to people. Blah 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 blah. Super, like, you know, down on people for cheating, lying, and all that stuff. But he's having affairs.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to hell first?
They both going. You know what I'm saying? I mean, here's the
same
thing.
Same,
yeah, based on the basis of religion, no sin outweighs another. So if you're stealing a pack of gum from a store, that's still a sin because you're stealing. And that sin doesn't outweigh you being a mass murderer of 30. Like, based on that, just solely on that. So basically both of them are going. It's just like you might get first class if you're the mass murderer. You know,
unpopular opinion, cap. I don't think that's how it works, and I don't know who the fuck am I to say that, but I don't believe that a nigga who steals a pack of gum is on the same hell as a, you know, a mass murderer or a child rapist. I don't believe it. There's,
but let
no
me ask you this. So wait, you say you think it's different degrees of hell? You be like, yeah, it's I'm trying to get myself together so I can get up to that other level. That's when you're just in the furnace. You're not actually in the fire. So we in a fire down here. I'm trying to get up there where that heat is just, you know, just kind of blowing.
So why did you make him talk like that? A worried old black janitor.
He's just shoveling coal into the fire while he's burning up. Like, yeah, man, one day. I've been, you know, the warden comes by, wave to him. You know, I've been doing extra shifts just trying to get it up. And he's like, yeah, all right, nigga, you ain't getting out of here.
That's the only way I could wrap my head around it. It's just like Lazy Cajun. No, who said that? MTM, Hell Has Tears. That is the only way I could wrap my head around it. Besides it just not being, I can't wrap my head around gum guy being in there with pedophile guy. I can't do it.
Yeah. that's crazy. I wouldn't. Yeah. I just wouldn't do that. I just, you know, that's the best way to avoid that. It's just not do that. Why would you? There's so many other things that you could do.
The gum thing too.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that either. But I mean, in other church news, in Texas, there was a mega church pastor who just received 6 years for fraud scheme. This is just all happening. His name is Kirby John H. Caldwell. Kirby John, first of all. Mm. 67, just pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit wire fraud. And he is he just got six of them things.
Goodness gracious.
Damn. He said he was able to use two men to fund over $3 million in historical Chinese bonds. Wow. And the bonds have no investment value. They were delivered by the former Republic of China. Oh, he should be getting more than 6 years for this.
Man, he might be excited.
He sounds like so crazy.
He do 6 years here, then they send him to China. Be like, yeah, you're going to serve out the rest of your sentence over there.
Like the rest? Yeah, it says he used his status as the pastor of a megachurch to help convince the many victim investors that they were making a legitimate investment, but instead he took their hard-earned money from them and used it for his own personal gain. I feel like there's no way every megachurch pastor isn't doing this. There's just, it's a megachurch. Like, that just makes no, taking the intimacy out of church is almost taking everything out of it. Like, how do you preach a word equally to niggas in the nosebleeds who couldn't afford good tickets? Like, that's crazy. Well, they're not, they don't cost money, right? I think I've been
there. No. Megachurches are free. It's free to go to the church. You can watch them online. Megachurch really just speaks to the population of attendees or members of that church and the size of it. So
that's I've only really been in nosebleeds. I hated it.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I just
I thought my parents weren't trying to buy tickets like that. I never knew how it worked. I have never walked into a mega church by my own plans. Like, really? I never
pulled. I don't like mega churches because I feel like that they're not intimate enough. Like, I like smaller churches where I feel like I have a better connection with the congregation and also a direct line of Jesus. It's like, if I go to mega church, like, especially out in LA, you go to mega church, like West Angeles, you had Angela Bassett there, you had Denzel Washington, the niggas tithing. Man, I feel like God be listening to the people that tithe more before he listens to the people. Like, if I'm giving $10 every month and then Denzel's giving $1,000, it's like, of course he gonna answer this nigga first.
Yo, if that's how it worked, that would be full circle. Like, damn, it's always been like that. Even on a biblical level.
I can't compete with this nigga Denzel, bro. I'm just, you know what? Listen, I'm gonna stay home. Okay. I'm gonna watch this service at home on my tablet. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna get up early so I don't bother nobody. I'm gonna put my Raycons in and I'm just gonna watch this service at home. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
That way I still get my blessings and I get to experience it with premium audio quality, okay? Because for every new year, this is around the time people say, I'm going to get this together. I'm going to get that together. You got the New Year's resolutions and all of that. I'm going to start doing this. I'm picking up this hobby. Whatever you got going on, man. Anything and everything goes better with music, okay? And if you stand with people, sometimes your new hobby might be a little annoying. You might want to start doing vocal lessons, whatever it is. I recommend you try doing it with wireless earbuds from Raycon, whether it's following directions in a new kitchen with recipes that you're trying out for the first time, or binging on an audiobook, learning how to knit, powering through a new workout, whatever it is, you can do them with a pair of Raycons and make any activity easier and a better time. Raycon makes great sound accessible for everyone. Their wireless earbuds start at half the price of other premium audio brands. And guess what?
What?
Think you're having those white stems dangling from your ear doesn't look ridiculous? I'm here to tell you, you're wrong. Okay, it looks absolutely ridiculous. No one thinks that you're doing more work because you have wires coming from your ears while you're typing outside your Starbucks or in your car. You just look ridiculous. Okay,
well, this is a brand new script I'm working on.
Yeah, nobody cares, sir. All right, get you some wireless earbuds. Okay, they don't just look great, but Raycons perform wherever you take them with up to 6 hours of playtime, water and sweat resistance, and the Bluetooth that pairs instantly and seamlessly. Okay. You've heard me say this before. If you don't have a pair of Raycons, I really have to ask myself why. If you already got one, why you don't have another one? Why you ain't got a back? I have backups to everything. Okay. So for the people that are ready to take their audio to the next level, to get rid of those dangling wires, Raycon is offering you guys 15% off their products for my listeners right now, all you have to do is go to buyraycon.com/DIYS. That's it. Okay. And you'll get 15% off your entire Raycon order. So feel free to grab a pair. And if you already have a pair, grab a spare. That's 15% off. Buyraycon.com/DIYS. Buyraycon.com/DIYS. Okay. Get your life together. Get you a pair of these real quick. What you know about it? Huh? What you know about it? You see this?
I just took up hiking by the beach, and I take my Raycons and I'll be playing classical music. I suggest you guys try that.
I will never go
music hikes.
Hiking with Patrick, because Patrick hikes in Crocs and he thinks that is the new wave. And I keep trying to tell him, no, that's not it, bro.
That's very dangerous. You shouldn't do that. But don't bring Crocs, but do bring in the Raycons for the classical music. Oh, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. Very centering.
Oh, man. That is funny. Pat really be wearing these Crocs, though. Pat, what did I see you at the office last week for last week's episode? You really pulled up in those Crocs and was like, hey, man, you ready to get started? I'm like, what's on your feet, bro? What's on your feet, man?
Croc gang.
I'm tired.
Oh, they're right here.
Don't do it.
Within arm's length. Boom. Got the PlayStation. Wait, where is it? Oh, there you go. PlayStation controller, Mickey Mouse, feel me? Astro Boy. They don't accept pins as much as I liked, but
do you do it with socks? You do Crocs with socks, or do you do Crocs with no socks?
I do both.
What's up, man? It's weird. It's still pretty weird. You still my bro though. I just, you know.
Hey, Croc gang, you might give in, man. It's really comfortable.
I bet I won't.
Really, really comfortable.
Listen, my Nike slides are perfect. You know what I'm saying? Now I do have a pair of Birkenstocks. I will admit that. I have the same thing. No. It's not the foot cover. It's like the two straps over it, like the ones that Trevor used to wear at the office. There's the two straps over the foot, Birkenstocks.
Ah.
I just got a pedicure. And I was like, dang, I didn't bring my floss with me. And so I had to run across to Target because I was like, I ain't going to mess up my pedicure. I just paid money for it. So that's the only reason I have those, is they didn't have no slides. That's all they had.
Nah. I mean, I guess I would get Birkenstocks. It's not a big deal for me.
Yeah, man. You know, I just had them out here just living their best life.
I have a question for you guys. We were just talking about Raycons and new technology.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know if you guys would be down for this, because I don't know. So there are rumors that there's an upcoming Apple AirPods, a new version that may give users body control, which means that they could play back songs by clicking their teeth. Okay, so it says that the new Apple AirPods Pro 2 may be able to be controlled by a user clicking their teeth. First, it was facial recognition. Now Apple wants to give consumers the ability to control the upcoming AirPods Pro 2 with their bodies. According to Tech Radar, the new AirPods may come with some cool yet strange new features and controls, like being able to adjust your music playback by touching your face, shaking your head, or clicking your teeth together. The announcement of the new controls come as Apple recently filed a patent that describes earbuds that are designed to detect input actions within a structure. These structures are parts of your body, like your ear, your head, and any other part of your body. The patent, Apple says, the user may contact an exterior surface of their body, such as the skin on his or her face. And some examples of input actions that were listed included clicking teeth together or moving their tongue, shaking their head, or moving their arms up and down. This is going to make people look ridiculous on the street.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely. I remember when I first got my my AirPods, not the Pros, when the AirPods first came out, the first generation. And I remember walking around just with them in my ear talking, and people was like, what is it? Yo, who, man? He's just talking to this. I'm dressed nice and they still think I'm a crazy person. Can you imagine people walking around? Can't get over the repeat.
Hell no. Nah, I don't like it. I hope it's not that much. There's like little vocalizations. Because I remember, you're right, when the Bluetooth thing started coming out, people looked insane talking to themselves. And now between that, AirPods, FaceTime, like it's totally normal to see. So if you see somebody walking around talking, like I remember back in the day, it used to be like, this guy's a douche or crazy. Like yeah. There was nothing in between. But
what's your douchiest buy? Do you have one?
Man, probably hundreds. Douchiest buy?
The douchiest buy.
Echo, for sure. That's one of them.
But wait. Was Echo at the time that it was popping, or did you buy it afterwards?
I bought it recently. But it's like, Alexa, can you fucking make my lunch or whatever it is? It just makes me feel like a little white kid.
Oh, that I thought you were talking about the clothing line Echo. I thought you was like.
She answered me.
Yo, that's so funny.
That's scary.
My douchiest buy is probably my Bose sunglasses with the Bluetooth in them.
Probably.
And I can hear the music and I take phone calls. I would be at LAX listening to music, then take a phone call. What up, dog? You straight? That's crazy.
No, that looks crazy.
I'm about to get up on this plane now, but I'm gonna hit you in a minute. I did play by. And then you click the little thing. And
I hated you even in the reenactment. That was horrible. And if people look at you, they're looking at your ears like, oh, he doesn't have any earbuds in. This is just raw psychoness. Just the raw psychotic.
Oh my gosh, dog. I definitely have that. I still have them too, man. Only thing I like about it was that they didn't hold a charge long enough for me, but I definitely was rocking with them, my boy. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I don't know. I probably have a bunch of them.
Yeah, I know I do too. I definitely have more than just, I mean, even this one right here. This is my other one. This is the Soundware from Bose. So this is the one I put around my neck and I can hear my music. I take my phone calls, but this is great. I do my runs on this. I do my workouts on this because like you're doing jumping jacks and the joints fall out your ear. It's a whole thing. But this, I throw under my shirt. Now I'm jogging. If I got a hoodie on, it's even more in place. I can take phone calls. I can do the jumping jacks. I can do the sit-ups, the pull-ups, all of that. Now I have to worry about nothing. And it is fantastic. I love this thing. Absolutely love it.
I'm kind of confusing. Like, it's on your neck, but it goes up to your ears or what?
Yeah. So like the speakers are pointed upward toward your ear area. So like, let me show you real quick. And you
can other people hear it?
Huh?
Can other people hear it?
Yeah. Oh. I brought it to work when I was still working at All Def. I brought it up there. Let me. Yes. I've never actually taken this off other than to watch it, but usually it stretches a little bit more. All right. So, this is the speaker, and this is where you can take phone calls and hear stuff, but like this shoots up towards your ear. So you hear the sound perfect. Perfect. I love this thing, man.
That's such a random invention. Shoulder speakers.
Yeah, man. I love it.
Yeah. Those are all pretty douchey. I would say that a ring light is pretty douchey too.
I mean, but like if that's for shooting, not just for selfies, I mean that's like a business purchase. And even for people who taking selfies, you got a page where people come to your page just to see what you're wearing or your face, like man, go for it. I don't think that's as douchey as this or the sunglasses. Your Crocs are pretty douchey too. I think that's
that could count.
Yeah.
I bought the pogo stick that you said I probably have. That's pretty douchey. I was low-key trying to grab that before a squad cast.
It's fucking ridiculous. Oh, my God.
Douchey purchases. Oh, where's my charger? I don't want to die.
Yeah. All right. This is back here.
Please don't let me die. Okay.
My bad. Oh, my bad.
Okay. All right, we back. You're about to die.
One thing is so crazy because I remember I was on tour. This might have been my first or second tour. So it was 20 2007 or 2008. And I remember I was in a jacuzzi and I was in college, but I was talking to some older lady and she was asking me super invasive questions, but it had taken a turn to like talking about sex and stuff. And she was like, so how is it down? How's your hair down there? You one of those guys that like shave and all of that? And I was like, yeah.
How's your hair down there? That's a convo starter.
Exactly. And I was like, yeah, because even back then I kept it tight night. And so I'm thinking like, man, back then I probably was looked at as a douchey guy because I was already into grooming. And now this is a real thing. Like now you have companies like Manscaped, and this is amazing because this is what they offer. Like Manscaped is where you go for all of your grooming products, man. Like it is number one and below the waist grooming, offering precision engineered tools for the family jewels. And it's here to help you have a clean and happy region in this new year. All right. You get to ring in the new year with all the right tools for the job. Manscaped is trusted by over 2 million men worldwide. So join the movement, guys. If you haven't been taking care of yourself, you ain't been keeping it tight down there because you feel like you ain't going nowhere. What are you doing? Just listen. Just because you ain't going nowhere, does that mean you stop showering? No. You stop washing your hair? No. If you can still get haircuts, would you stop getting haircuts? Absolutely not. So why would you stop personal grooming? Okay? You should not stop that. If anything, increase those routines because you become so comfortable with sitting at home, you feel like you don't have to do it. Listen, hairy nuts are still gross. Okay? So step into this new year with the tree standing taller. All right, and shave those boys, okay? Manscaped is here to give you guys a ton of New Year's resolutions that I actually want to keep, all right? Because a lot of times people start and they let it fall off by February. Now, you're going to want to keep these up. You check out the Perfect Package right now. You get their Lawnmower 3.0. This is a waterproof skin-safe trimmer, which will reduce nicks. And your two best friends will thank you, fellas. Okay, it's also time to freshen up down there in this new year. The Crop Preserver is an anti-chafing ball deodorant and moisturizer. All right, you already put deodorant on your armpits. Why not put them on your balls? Who don't like fresh balls? Everybody loves fresh balls.
Everybody loves fresh balls.
You gotta love fresh balls, man. So get that Crop Preserver. They also have the ball toner. Okay, comes in a nice spray. Start the new year off right with proper grooming with a fresh set of testes. Go to Manscaped, okay? This is all you have to do. Just throw it in the bag. Right now, we're giving our listeners 20% off and free shipping when you use the code DIYS at manscaped.com. Again, that's 20% off. Not 10, not 15, 20% off and free shipping with the code DIYS at manscaped.com. All you have to do is use that code DIYS and you get 20% off and free shipping. Listen, guys, it's a new year. Get you some new balls. If you can't get no new ones, then just make sure yours are fresh, okay? Because that's what we out here doing. Let's
go. New year, new balls.
It is.
That's what's up. I like that a lot. Let's get into some conspiracy corner, sir.
Let's go.
Conspiracy corner is a bike. We got two today. We mentioned it very briefly on another episode. But I have been very, very into the Black Vault, these files that the CIA just released. Just in the midst of this is the second time they've released UFO related stuff within the pandemic. Seems like a very distracting time to do it. But if you don't know, the Black Vault basically released a new trove of CIA's classified UFO documents. And now they're available for you to download and dig through with yourself. UFOs have always been a thing, but them having alien origins is what we did not know. You know, just because it's an unidentified flying object, that means it could be from a foreign country. It could be our own government. It could be a number of things. But there are hella skeptics, a lot of conspiracy theorists. But thanks to the Black Vault, this is a new online archive of declassified government documents. You can actually dig through a trove of information that the CIA has collected on UFOs over the years and see for yourself. The Black Vault's John Greenwald Jr. posted the contents of a CD full of 2,780 pages of documents. This is all the result of Greenwald's Many Freedom of Information Act. The CIA occasionally discusses this kind of stuff. And they even made I didn't know this, but the CIA made a reading collection available online covering info from the 1940s through the 1990s. Wow. And then last year, the U.S. Navy declassified documents and video connected to a 2004 UFO encounter that I mentioned before. But this new collection should keep alien fans busy for a while. This is an example. There's an example that was tweeted of the kind of documents that you can find. And this is from 1970. I guess it says in this CIA UFO document, the assistant deputy director for science and technology was shown something related to a UFO that was hand carried to him. He decided he would personally look into it. And after, he gave advice on moving forward. That advice is classified. And then it shows a doc. I'll do my best to read it. It's kind of it looks very old, but it says, per the request in reference, we attempted to obtain analytical guidance on the UFO blank subject. We'd contacted Dr. Blank to see if he knew of any official UFO program and also to attempt to answer some of the questions posed by Blacked Out. Dr. Blacked Out exhibited interest in this, which had been hand carried to his office. After a short examination of its contents, Dr. Blank advised us that he would personally look into the matter and get back to us. As we discussed in reference, Dr. Blank has since contacted us and relayed the following information. It would appear to be best if you advised Blank that he should, and then the rest is, I guess you have to see for yourself. But it's kind of creepy. So if you want to download these, they are available. You can kind of just go through document after document after document. I know I am. See if I could find some cool stuff to bring back to the store, to the podcast. But this is kind of interesting. I've never been a part of something like this, which is kind of why I want to go into it. I've never seen this happen. Where the government is just kind of like, hey, we have some alien stuff if you want to go through it.
we're not going to do it for you. I was like, can you just point us in
the direction? Yeah.
we can't do that, but, you know.
But you think it would just be like an announcement, like for some reason, like they would have like cameras in the White House and there'd be like a 6-hour long thing just like, this is this. Hell no. Nah. They're just like, man, if you want to know, you read through all this stuff. It's just like, oh, okay.
I don't know if I want to know that bad.
Okay, I guess so. The next up in the conspiracy corner, besides the Black Vault, is kind of a darker story. This is more of a Forensic Files-esque. But have you ever heard of Griselda the Godmother Blanco?
I've heard of Griselda, the rap group, and I feel like I've heard the Godmother part separately, but I don't think I've heard it all together.
Well, I'm sure she's hella famous. It might be from this because she was actually suspected of over 200 murders. Just a fucking lot. She made over $80 million a month in drug money. And she was allegedly kidnapped and she allegedly caught her first body. She kidnapped and killed a child when she was 11 and only ever served 15 years in prison before being killed in a drive-by shooting at the age of 69. Do you know how much dirt you would have had to have done to get killed in a drive-by at 70? That's wild. I've never even heard of that.
Here's the thing. You would think she would have got out the game. She was just like, nah, I'm still running things. I always feel like that's the problem with drug lords. Like, no one, you never hear of a drug lord saying they're going to do it for this amount of time or they want to get to this amount of money. Even Walter White, when he got to the money, he still was like, yeah, I got to keep it going. He couldn't get out of it. Like, you never can just get out of it. Like, you are stuck.
I probably at that high level, it becomes addicting. And it's like, I started seeing signs of this. Like, when you really, really get into the groove of going forward, it's really hard to stop. And I remember, like, hearing you and Kev and like a bunch of people who make content very, very consistently, when we had to slow down or slow down a little bit during the holidays, we all felt it very, very similarly. And it was almost like hard to get used to. And then for me personally, like when I did like finally relax, it was kind of hard to get back into the swing of things. So I can only imagine on a high level drug lord making 80 million a month, like it might be something that you're just wired at that point. Like you just can't, you're obsessed with it. And I don't think it's about money at one point, you know, because at one point you have enough money for your family to go. Absolutely. Forever. It's just power. I want to keep getting more and more power. Like I want my drugs to be in America now. I want this to be in power.
$80 million a year. I mean, a month. $80 million a month, bro.
What's that? Let me see. What's 80 times 12?
I remember them talking about how Escobar was making so much money, like he couldn't put it in the banks. He was burying money in the backyard
or burning it.
You got so much money, you got to burn it. You got to get, bro. Come on, bro.
I remember there's a famous story about him being stuck in a cave hiding from police, and he just burned money all night to keep warm. But he was also giving it out to the people. It's like at one point, and it's illegal, so it's like laundering is a whole nother mess that you have to worry about. It's just, you're right. Like most of the ones that we know about that are famous don't know how to just keep it contained and just eat. But I feel like another big part of it is like once you're making $80 million a month, you ain't nobody going to let you leave. Yeah. I see that it's almost in every season. Like the one guy who's just like, okay, I made enough for my family. It's been 6 months. They're like, yeah. Have a good time. You know, have a good life. And then them niggas turn on their car and it explodes like this. I don't know.
Yeah, that is true, though. You can't just get out the game because you got to think about how many people eating off of that $80 million, not just your family, but like your workers and all of that. But you seem like if you were the head, you just like, all right, it's promotion day, guys. James, give it up for James. James will be taking over the organization right now. I actually have to go do 15 years in jail, and that's when you just disappear. But
that was the other thing I thought could happen. I was just like, why not just train somebody to replace you, and now the same amount of money is being made. But then I saw this documentary. No. Was that a documentary? Shit, that might have just been a regular drug out the show. But the dude replaced himself and still got killed because the nigga knows too much.
Yeah.
It's just like somebody, you can't just be like, all right, I'm gonna just go off and chill so that someone can torture me and find out all, like, it's just too much.
If I ever thought about doing that, the levels that I would go through of treachery, like I would run it, but no one would know. Cause I would be like the bodyguard or the assistant for the guy. And I'm like, I actually never seen him. We always talk through intercom, right? But it would be me. I had pre-recorded all my responses and everything. Like I would be sending myself to go do all the deals. And then I would fake my own death. Like get pictures of me being thrown in the hole with blood dripping off my face. And like, oh man, he was a good guy. Get reconstructive surgery and live out the rest of my life in the Bahamas.
Did you just steal Chris Sosa's dad's fake death?
No, just the death part. Just the death part. But that everything else, no. Because I've thought about this. Like, how would I do this? Like, I would never, I would always be like the assistant, but I've never seen the guy, never been in the same room with the guy. Nobody been in the same room with the guy. He does everything via phone. They'd be like, well, I need to meet your boss. I'm like, I haven't met my boss. I've been working for my boss for 10 years. I've never met him. How is this possible? Nigga, because he's paying.
I don't think that would work. I do not think that would work. I'm sorry.
How does it work? It costs me nothing to mind my business. Ain't that right? I don't get in this business. As long as my check goes through, you know what I'm saying, my direct deposit to Drug Dealers Anonymous Credit Union.
Nah, I'm not buying it. I'm not doing it. I'm good on that.
Oh, man. Well, listen, guys, that's been another episode of Damn internet, you're scary, man. We got to get ready for a squad cast real quick. We appreciate y'all pulling up, man. Big shout out to the Scary Squad, man. Look forward to doing another 21 questions coming up soon. We had a lot of fun with the first one, man. So I will try to get the announcement in Patreon a little earlier, in Discord a little earlier, so you guys can know how we're going to go through with the picking. It's always going to be like a riddle or some type of something. I don't know. We'll figure it out. But definitely want to get more people on the 21 questions because we had a blast with that on the last show. So as always, I'm to hear more.
I'm Patrick Cloud.
And we'll see you next week on another episode of Damn Internet. You're scary.
Later, guys.
Peace, guys.